Let's all cross the road and then we'll just, yeah, have a go.
It's a sunny Friday evening and Julian Teesey is out hunting for voters. Teesey's standing in the town of Windsor, a wealthy area just outside of London.
How are you doing? I'm Julian. I'm actually going to be the Lib Dem candidate in the constituency for the general election coming up.
He faces a near impossible challenge here. Historically, richer areas vote Conservative because it's the party with the lowest tax rates. Windsor's no exception. It's been a safe Tory seat for the past 80 years.
Have you supported us in the past?
I don't think I have, but I think more so...
As they did across the country, the Liberal Democrats took a hammering here in the 2015 election. They slumped from the second most popular party to the fourth, and Teesey's candid about his chances of winning.
In Windsor, the target that we have is to, I would say, see if we can get back second place and really try to bounce back, because if we get second place, we can build from there.
And to do that means knocking on a lot of doors and finding out what voters care about.
Are there any particular issues that concern you in this election?
You know, it's the usual stuff, NHS,
yeah,
education,
yes,
things for senior citizens.
Are there any particular issues that you're worried about at this election?
I think Brexit, of course. No.
Oh, right. Okay.
Way forward. I mean, we voted out.
Yeah,
it is what it is. And, you know, obviously pushing through, I'm not sure whether Labour will be able to give us a good deal. They don't seem to be,
yeah,
you know. But I'm also not sure whether Conservatives will be actually pushing enough. So.
When the Prime Minister Theresa May called this snap election, it looked like she'd win a massive majority. She was sold to voters as a strong and stable leader who could negotiate a good deal for Britain as it leaves the European Union. But Brexit has almost been sidelined as a campaign issue, and recent polls indicate the Conservative lead has narrowed. That's given a last-minute boost to opposition candidates whilst they are out pounding the pavements.
Hello, Pat MacDonald, your very local candidate for the general election.
Pat MacDonald's the Labour candidate in nearby Maidenhead. Like Windsor, this is a safe Conservative seat. The Tory candidate here is none other than the Prime Minister herself, Theresa May.
Good afternoon. Pat MacDonald, Labour candidate for the forthcoming general election.
Labour?
Yes.
All right. Well, to be quite honest, I vote Conservative, so I don't quite agree with your policies.
Have a good afternoon, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
The Labour Party says it wants to raise corporation and income tax to pay for better public services. They're unpopular policies in a Conservative-friendly area. But nevertheless, MacDonald thinks he has a trump card. The Conservatives' manifesto outlines a social policy that would use some of the value of an elderly person's house to pay for their in-home medical care. MacDonald's banking on traditional Tory voters not liking it.
What we're doing is basically hoping that people are interested in, if you own your own home,
yes,
not being hit by the social care charges that are being proposed by the Conservatives. Because I think I do own my own home, and when I get older, I don't want someone
taking it from me.
I want to be able to leave it to my nieces and nephews, personally.
Yes.
All right?
Exactly.
Thanks very much for your time.
No, you're most welcome, actually.
Thank you.
This election is the Conservatives' race to lose. And although polls suggest that Theresa May will be back in Downing Street come June 9th, it might not be with the huge mandate she was initially hoping for. Katerina Vitozzi, RFI, Maidenhead.